President Christopher Fulco and Principal James Spillman arrived over the summer at the all-boys Catholic high school. Fulco replaces Robert Scott, who retired. He previously served as principal of a co-ed Catholic high school in Pennsylvania. Principal Spillman returns to his alma mater. He's a 1995 graduate who most recently served as principal at a private Catholic elementary school in Massachusetts.
Both Jim and myself, we've been in a variety of different schools. I've been in an all-boys Catholic school. I've been in large public school systems. My last school was focused on students with learning differences, learning disabilities. So I have some experience with struggling learners and learners who really need out-of-the-box sort of education in order to maximize their potential. So, you know, I think that my diversity of experience will benefit. We have a very diverse student population here. We have some of the best and brightest minds in Western New York. But we have some students for whom learning doesn't come real naturally, and they need to be reached in new and different ways. And so I think that my background, coming from the diverse set of schools that I'm coming from, will really benefit our diverse student population as a whole.
As an alum of the school, this is a place that's always meant a lot to me. So it's been really special to come back home and to be in this role as principal. And, you know, I think St. Joseph's has always had the reputation of being one of the best schools in the Western New York area. But it's not a time to get complacent. You know, we have to keep getting better. It's just way too competitive out there. There's some tremendous private and Catholic schools, and the public schools are getting better and better at what they do. So for us, when we talk about goals, you know, there's a lot we want to continue to work on. And this, certainly the Regents' decision fits into that as part of our academic vision. But for us, it's about the entire student. How do we help our students to grow spiritually and socially in their relationships? How do we teach them a sense of empathy and compassion to think about how they live in this world? How do we inspire a life of service and a commitment to, you know, helping the people that are around them? So the goals that we've been developing are developed to foster that, so that the community that the boys come into truly becomes the brotherhood that we talk about all the time, and, you know, which can be a word that has no meaning behind it unless it's really lived out by the students. And that's, you know, our goals are developed towards, you know, building that in some positive ways.
Biggest challenge ahead for both of you?
I think, you know, the biggest challenge is getting everybody moving in the same direction. And we have so many different constituents here. We're so lucky with a 157-year history. We have so many people that care about St. Joe's. And I think for Chris and I, this first 4 months have been about establishing ourselves as the new leaders. When you're following in the footsteps of someone who'd done such great work for the school and been here for so long and was the face of St. Joe's, trying to now establish ourselves as the new face of St. Joe's, while still letting people know that foundation is always there, that the LaSallian education that's been a part of St. Joe's here in Buffalo for so long is still there, but pushing in new directions. As I had said earlier, we have to keep changing and adapting to meet the changing needs of our students and our world. And, you know, that's not an easy task, but it's one that we're really excited about taking on.
I am following a legend in Mr. Scott, someone who poured his heart and his soul into this place for 47 years. That's a daunting challenge, but I think private school enrollment is probably the most daunting challenge that we're facing. As Jim mentioned before, there are some great public schools in the area and schools that are working to improve. We need to be the best. We need to have the best curriculum, have the best teachers, have the best extracurricular and student life experience if we want people to come here. And that's what Jim and I are working toward. We want to be the best. I think it's up to us now to create something really exciting and possibly attract new prospective families who don't want their sons to be bound by the Regents. We are on our way. I think this decision is part of our pursuit of really being the best school that we possibly can to provide a compelling reason for prospective families to choose us and pay tuition.
We've been talking with President Christopher Fulco and Principal James Spillman of St. Joe's High School. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.